Hello.
Hi.
Montezuma County has cut funding to Makeda. Last year, your organization received about $13,000 from the county. Now, this year in 2018, that is cut to zero. How is this going to impact your organization?
Well, clearly it's going to impact our bottom line, but we have had some reserves from previous years, and our goals and objectives for this year has been, even prior to the county announcing this cut, to really build our investor members. And so we're just hoping that we'll be able to make up some of that difference this year and then build on our membership from there.
At the meeting on Monday, Montezuma County Commissioner James Lambert says Makeda, quote, does nothing for the county. He did clarify that statement and said that he was disappointed that Makeda doesn't seek to attract new businesses and that Makeda shouldn't be working so much with municipalities because they have their own chambers of commerce. We're also going to reach out to him for further questions on this. But what are your reactions to the commissioner's statements?
I would say that it's not entirely accurate. We're very different. We perform a different function than chambers, and we're really, even at its inception, Makeda in 2007, really wanted to bring governments and the local business communities, and as well as, you know, the different communities together in a regional economic association. We really focus on how to help those existing businesses. We want to see a lot of business retention, and we want to help those businesses who are interested in expanding. And then that, I think, also when an outsider looks at what kind of economy, what kind of businesses are in your area, that's kind of what helps them, I think, decide, oh, that might be a place where I'd like to have a business or move my business. And of course, we're there to support that in conjunction with the different chambers. It's not like we don't collaborate with these chambers, because we do, but I think that we do perform different functions. We, especially Makeda, is we offer trainings, like workforce trainings for businesses. In fact, we have a lunch and learn coming up for Makeda members and the public at large about how to look at search engine optimization for your business and how to work with Facebook as a marketing tool. So these are the kinds of things that we do with our partners, like Pueblo Community College, Small Business Development, and then also things that we might do in collaboration with a different chamber.
Getting back to funding from Montezuma County, you recently started as economic development specialist with Makeda, and pretty soon after, Montezuma County did cut this funding. Do you think taxpayers for Montezuma County should be funding the organization?
I think that's a hard question to answer. I do think that it's important for the government entities, as they sat in on the very beginning in 2007 and everyone agreed that it was important for these governmental organizations to support some kind of economic development organization. I think that's pretty typical in almost every county in the state. When I took the job, I did a lot of research about what other economic development organizations do and who their funders are. And so I don't think that that's out of the ordinary, in fact, fairly common. And I think it's, having an economic development organization really helps us stay modern, helps us stay on top of what are some of the economic trends, and move in help different government entities as well as the residents and the businesses move in that forward moving direction.
Is Makeda planning to ask the county for contributions next year?
Certainly, we want to stay in partnership with the county. We feel that we do provide a valuable service for the county and for the businesses in the area. And we, in the past, have done we did some broadband work and raising awareness about broadband in the county for almost a year and a half at the commissioner's request. And we've also done some work on the solar farms and that kind of thing. So we're hoping that the commissioners see that this is valuable and want to, if they have the funding, we'd be thrilled to have them. And just to also let you know that, we've invited them to continue to participate. So, it's like we've said to them, oh, well, you're not paying, so therefore we don't want you to participate.
Right. You're not completely cutting ties, you're saying.
No, we're very interested in that continued collaboration with the commissioners and the county.
So pulling back, like I mentioned earlier, you started this position pretty recently, and we're talking about some pretty charged stuff here with Montezuma County politics. Aside from these questions about county funding, what goals do you have for Makeda this year?
We really have been focusing since about October on ways in which we can provide greater member benefits. And so we recently revamped the website so that a business, if they're an investor member, then they have a listing on our website that takes the person who's on that website. Let's say they're looking under banking or radio, for instance, because KSJD is an investor member, then they can go, it'll take them directly to that investor's website. We are offering quarterly breakfast meetings, and that's specifically for our investors. And like, we're having one next week, and we have a speaker from Montezuma Land Conservancy talking about what is the relationship between land conservancy and economy in our region. We're having lunch and learns, and so we're just looking at providing a much broader spectrum of benefits that are specific to our members.
In a nutshell, what is the most important thing for people to know about Makeda?
That we are really here to help build a community economy. I think that if you look at the things that have occurred in Montezuma County over the last 10 years, we are very locally self-reliant. We have a lot of strong local banks. We have two big, what I would call anchor institutions, like the hospital and public community college, that help support that economy. And that's kind of our goal, is to grow that community economy from the ground up and support these local businesses, support local agriculture, our tourism, and work with those entities to help us maintain that strength that momentum that we've been building. I think that's going to be a really big factor for us as we move forward.
Jody Powers is Economic Development Specialist with Montezuma Community Economic Development Association, known also as Makeda. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much, Austin.